So, Jason, we have discussed on multiple occasions in the past the idea of mandatory revocations that occur maybe because of misissuance or some other reason, like an exposed private key or something along those lines. And one of the things that comes up whenever this happens is you hear subscribers saying, we can't deal with this.
Yes.
So you asked the question, should enterprises task themselves with doing mass revocation fire drills?
Correct. Now, what is the closest analogy to this idea of a mass revocation fire drill?
Mm-hmm.
I think a tabletop cybersecurity breach exercise.
Yes, which are routine.
So why aren't enterprises throwing in a tabletop revocation exercise?
Yeah.
I'm just proposing flat out.
Right.
Put that
in. I think this could take multiple forms, and I think this is an important point. I think there's a difference between doing a tabletop exercise and actually saying, we're going to blow up 5% of our certs and replace them.
Sure.
Right? And there's pros and cons to each.
Yep.
Right? If you go through an actual mass revocation exercise, you know you can do it. You possibly discover things that you would not discover in your tabletop exercise.
Correct.
On the other hand, you take on a certain outage risk that you don't take on with a tabletop exercise.
That is correct.
Right?
I like the way that, okay, there's cybersecurity tabletop exercises.
Right.
There's what we're talking about right now.
Right.
The people who I think are the ones who are most hardcore about this, and I love their approach, and not everybody agrees with them, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
People who are responsible for backup and restore of data, just straight up important data backup and restore.
Yeah.
What those people have, this is multi-decades of experience of what works is, you actually hit the blow up button.
Yeah.
Because data that you haven't tested the restore of isn't actually backed up.
Right.
Period.
Yep.
Some people disagree with that because of the risks.
Yeah.
But in reality, that is the only way you know.
Yeah.
That is the truth. And so therefore, that's why I stop short of saying anything other than tabletop exercise, but I agree with you.
I mean, and I'm also reminded that of failover exercises. Perfect. Where you literally, you have your hot data center and your warm data center, and you literally move your operation to the other data center and see it running.
Yep.
Right?
So true ops people know this stuff.
Right.
I'm just saying, why hasn't anybody done this with revocation?
But we don't do anything. I mean, it's really, really bad. It's like nobody's thought about it. So I'll tell a little funny story. Once in a while I do these things, but long, long ago, my brother and I were traveling in a South American country, and we were way out in the middle of nowhere. And there was this, this restaurant. It was the only restaurant you could get there, and we were there eating, and everything was running on a generator. And some random time, starting as early as 9 p.m., but nobody knows exactly when, the generator shuts off because some individual just flips a switch. And so we're there in this restaurant. It's full of people. And all of a sudden, the lights go out, pitch black. We're in the middle of the jungle, pitch black. And everybody's Sturm und Drang, and everybody's yelling everywhere. As if this doesn't happen every day. And so the next day when we went, we were sitting there playing cards because there's nothing else to do in the middle of the jungle. We had our flashlights right here. We knew where they were. Right? And the instant the lights went off, we grabbed our flashlights. We turned them on. We gathered up our cards. And everybody else was running around like it was a crisis. And we laughed. We're like, but this happens every day, right? And so I think, where am I going with this? Sorry, part of the fact that it's a funny story. In the world of revocation, there are all those people in that South American restaurant who have never thought about the fact that the lights are going to go out. And suddenly I have to revoke these certs, and it's like I'm being introduced to a new concept.
Tim, I'm going to throw you three of those concepts. Okay. Very close to the chest for us.
Yeah.
With 47-day certs, you're going to get awfully good at renewing.
Sure. Yes.
Better than you are now.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. You're going to get better at renewing no matter how you renew. Hopefully it's automated.
Yeah. Something's going to happen.
You're going to get awful
or
good.
Or you're just going to be down.
Yeah. Or you're going to be down.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two. What happens, Tim, if Dr. Dustin Moody's prognostication comes true and we're swapping out cryptographic algorithms every couple years?
Yeah.
You're going to get really good at it. We're going to have to.
We're going to have to. If we're literally once every 7 or 10 years introducing a new algorithm.
Why don't just every 2 years?
Sure.
That's not even out of the realm of possibility,
right.
I think.
Right.
I mean, yeah. It would be a nightmare, but.
I think that would be extreme. Hopefully not.
But why not plan for it?
It could be.
Why not have the flashlight on the table ready to go is the point.
Yeah.
That's the point.
I agree. Yeah.
And number three, you've seen what's happened to tolerance for mass, you know, revocation delays.
Yeah.
There's no tolerance.
Right.
The CAs are going to revoke.
Right.
So you'd better have your flashlight on the table.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. The old days, the old wink and nudge. Well, why don't you go ahead and take 45 days and I'll smooth it over? That's a thing of the past. And rightly so. And for good reason. It was terrible.
So there you go. Like we've talked about the 47-day thing. We've talked about shortened civic lifespans. We've talked about client authentication certificates going away. We talked about post-quantum. Mm-hmm. But you know, the next mass revocation is inevitable. Yeah. I don't know which state it'll be. Who cares? It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant information at this point. Some of your certs are going to be blown away. Right. Are you ready?
Now, let me introduce another concept that has been in the public dialogue that I'm going to contrast with this, but it's similar. It uses a lot of the same words. Is there was an idea in the bad old days of the massive Dell revs in 2024, an idea was introduced by a public CA. I won't say who, wasn't us, that the baseline requirements should require that a certain percentage of every CA's active certificates be unceremoniously revoked, chosen by lottery or however, in order to force them and their subscribers to be ready for revocations. Now, I was and am opposed to this.
Right.
Because it is just destructive.
It's not the right place to put the rule.
Yeah. It's you know, like a mandatory revocation event is a bad thing for everybody.
Yeah.
The best way to do it is not have them.
That's right.
That's why there's so much focus, why we're so focused on compliance, is we don't want them. They must occur if they must occur, but what's the better thing to do is just not to need them.
Yes.
Right? And so deliberately and explicitly forcing that pain on, and then you've got all sorts of problems like, well, how do you choose? Who's the unlucky soul who gets to take it in the teeth, right? Like, it's just fraught with trouble. I'm in favor of something that forces CAs to be able to do this. So there is a new guideline coming along later this year where every CA must have a revocation plan. And part of your web trust audit is that your auditor confirms that you have a revocation plan. I think that is a small, mild step. It's not a step I'm opposed to. I don't think it's that powerful, but I think it's got non-zero power. And I see absolutely no harm in that rule. I don't know why we wouldn't have it, right? So that's coming. But this more extreme idea of we're going to just by random luck, pick a set of certificates that get revoked on N day which was the proposed idea, I am opposed to.
I am opposed to it as well, Tim. I think that all I was trying to point out at the beginning of the podcast is very few people are even doing desktop exercises.
Even a tabletop exercise. With all its limitations and weakness, I'm sure almost nobody is doing them.
And just as a reminder to everybody, if you're doing one or two of the pillars of CLM, visibility with automated renewal, automated replacement, and automated revocation capable to you, then guess what? You can probably check that off of your tabletop exercise real quick.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's it. There it is. Now, does the system absolutely work? Well, testing it proves it. But the tabletop exercise, when you have a full-featured certificate lifecycle management, ends up being a short conversation. It really helps to point out the importance of CLM.
Yeah. And in that sense, it's also valuable. Like, it's valuable in terms of it helps you figure out what you need to do and are you prepared and what you have to do and build a plan. I think it's also valuable from the internal evangelism perspective.
It highlights for an evangelist within an organization who wants to do things the right way to say, we're not prepared, and the inevitability of revocations due to misissuance, whatever, is we have to think of it as being inevitable. So are we prepared? And Tim, you know, the fact that we even have to talk about this seems crazy, but we have such a history of delayed revocations and other shenanigans that the world's changed.
Yeah.
So we can't think like that anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. And the old plan, which was don't worry about it. I'll call my enterprise sales rep and yell and magic things will happen and I'll get an extension. If that's still your plan, I wouldn't count on that, because any CA that's doing that these days is going to have a real rough time of it.
That's it. Right. Thanks, Tim.
All right. Thanks, Jay.